Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Truck stop brothels run by a web of ex-cons. A Commonwealth attorney wasted on whiskey and power. Protection exchanged for cash and flesh. This is Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South. And I am your host and lifelong wayward woman, Dr. Lindsay Byron. Listen to Hooker Gay, Criminals and Libertines in the South on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson. We're back for another pop culture minisode with new budding rising legendary star in the making, Riley Palousis. Riley, take us away.
Hello, and this is season 2 finale pop culture. This is a big one. And yeah, that's it.
Take 2.
We're off to such a good start.
She was waiting Take for 2. Us to clap, yell, scream. We just failed her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ready.
I have a stalker here, so I'm distracted.
So I'm not going to redo my intro because it was...
No, yours was perfect. I dropped
the intro. But
keep all that. Everything was perfect. Literally perfect.
It's like... We got the plane in the air and then...
Just go into it, Riley. You got this.
You know what? This is the perfect title because the title of the episode is I Can't Get Started. So let's jump in.
We didn't get the joke. See? You're ahead of the game. We didn't get it.
So first we have... they're talking about now I'm throwing up. We Can't Get Started is an actual song by Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald is an American jazz singer, sometimes referred to as the First Lady of Song, Queen of Jazz, and Lady Ella. She was the first African-American woman to win a Grammy, and Ella Fitzgerald made her debut at the Apollo Theater, but she started out as a dancer. Ella's first breakthrough hit was reworking the children's rhyme A Tisket a Tasket, was actually season 2, episode 13 title. Next, we have Suki is picking music for the wedding.
Because we're all trying so hard not to interrupt you now that we're like...
Just being quiet.
Yeah.
I threw in a just to keep the flow.
Just add your legendary cough, Scott, and we'll just keep going.
Because we're trying to listen to what everybody says.
So yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, keep going.
So Suki is picking out music for the wedding. Suki says, oh, who listens to the lyrics? Lorelai says, anybody not hanging out
Everybody.
With any soul little bit by the water pump. What are these? Oh, those are some alternative songs, but I really like this one the best. Alternative songs, good. Let's see. Hey Jude, Paul wrote it for Julian to cheer him up. Seasons in the Sun, Oh, a sentimental favorite. Cats in the Cradle? Oh, it makes you re-examine your priorities. Don't Cry Out Loud? Suki, do you even like Jackson?
So, Don't Cry Out Loud is literally one of the saddest songs. Isn't that Melissa Manchester?
All these songs are super sad. So, Hey Jude, titled the Beatles song from 1968. The song was written by Paul McCartney for singer John Lennon's son, Julian. It was first called Hey Jules. Paul wrote the song to comfort Julian because John Lennon left his wife, Cynthia, for Yoko Ono. Later changed the title to Hey Jude because it sounded better. Seasons in the Sun was the inspiration for the rewritten lyrics. Was a close friend of his who was suffering from acute leukemia and died a few months later. Ooh. The Terry Jacks rendition, which was later dedicated to his friend, has the dying man giving his last words to the loved ones who shared his life with. And then Cats in the Cradle, a 1974 folk rock song by Harry Chapin. This heartbreaking song tells of the father and son who can't schedule time to be together. And finally, Cry Out Loud, a song written in 1976 by Peter Allen. As the story goes, he was taught to put on a brave face and never show his emotions. Cheery songs for a wedding.
I did love that. Don't Cry Out Loud, that Melissa Manchester. Don't cry out loud.
She did a cover of the song.
Yeah, that's the one I'm sure they're referring to. Well, I would assume. I don't know. That's what I assumed. It was the Melissa Manchester version. I mean, Cats in the Cradle is like the saddest song ever.
So sad.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Don't cry. You guys don't know that song?
The Amy Sugarman rendition.
Oh, my God. I can't sing but like Melissa Manchester, but.
Rory and Lorelai are sitting at the couch before Friday night dinner. Lorelai says, in fact, you put Oi and poodle together in the same sentence and you'd have a great new catchphrase, you know, like, Oi with the poodles already. So from now on, when the perfect circumstance arises, we will use our favorite new catchphrase. Rory says, Oi with the poodles already. Lorelai says, I'm telling you, it's knocking what you talking about, Willis, right out of first place.
So good. The whole thing was so good.
So this popular catchphrase, what you talk about, Willis, comes from Different Strokes actor Gary Coleman. The show was a very successful sitcom that ran from 1978 to 1986. It was never intended as a catchphrase. The writer simply made it so after the positive reaction that Gary Coleman got with his delivery. And towards the end of the show run, Coleman had become so tired of the demand and demanded that he keep saying it. He retired the phrase until his cameo in 1999 on The Simpsons. While he was on Different Strokes, Gary Coleman starred in The Kid and the Broken Halo in 1982. This led to the Saturday morning cartoon called The Gary Coleman Show in 1982.
Mm-hmm. Alan Thicke wrote the theme song. I think I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I know a ton of Different Strokes trivia. I used to watch.
Really?
Who oh my God, I watch that show all the time. You guys have probably never seen it. I mean, I'm sure Scott's seen it.
Who wrote the theme song?
Alan Thicke. You know, And the world don't move to, you know that, do you guys remember?
Yeah. Alan Thicke?
Alan Thicke, yes. Remember I told you, I feel like I told you guys that Robin Thicke did like a version of the Facts of Life song and this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alan Thicke wrote it. And I think maybe with Gloria Loring, like I'm bringing it all back around, but yes.
Yeah.
Growing Pains dad, Alan Thicke, wrote the theme song. Yeah, there's like, so you guys, let me just tell you for a second. And then Charlotte Ray was their like housekeeper on Different Strokes. And then that's how Facts of Life started, because she left the Drummonds to go to the school to be like something kind of important at Facts of Life school. It wasn't called Facts of Life school. It was called like, it had a name. Have you never seen an episode of Different Strokes? Riley?
No. I've only ever seen the What You Talking About, Willis clip.
Same.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I've probably seen a few. I've seen a few episodes.
I think I've seen every one.
No.
There was a few, like, a very special episode of Different Strokes, too, where there was, like, a big lesson and, like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there was Nancy Reagan was on it, Don't Do Drugs. Remember Just Say No? You guys don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I do.
Is that Dare?
Yeah, of course.
I was going to say that's Dare, right?
No, it's kind of, but.
Yeah, that's their slogan. That's Dare's slogan.
I know,
Dare.
Because in the 80s, Nancy Reagan, you know how like first ladies always have like an initiative?
Yeah.
Hers was Just Say No. And it was like, just say no to drugs. I'm not sure it worked, but.
And half the population said, we did say no, but he got elected anyway. Da-donk.
And then Euphoria came along and it's just say yes.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lorelai's trying to apologize to Luke, and it's awkward. Lorelai says, so this is how it's going to be with us now, huh? Luke says, no idea what you're talking about. Lorelai says, you're pulling a Mr. Freeze on me. Luke says, I'm not pulling a Mr. Freeze on you. Lorelai says, please, I'm going to need some snow change. Just get out of here. So Mr. Freeze is a character from the Batman comics, television series, and movies who had an affinity for cold temperatures. And this is what Lorelai is referring to, that Luke's freezing her out. Amy, it's very creepy.
I'm holding up a picture of Mr. Freeze portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
From one of my favorite Batman movies, Batman 2, with
Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Not Batman. No Robin in this one yet. Just Batman. No Robin yet.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
After filming was completed, Arnold Schwarzenegger had heart surgery. Studios were anxious about insuring Schwarzenegger in the action movies, and he couldn't get work until End of Days, the movie End of Days. Next, we have Garfield. So Lorelai and Luke are talking to each other. Lorelai says, "You got my note. Did you read my note?" Luke says, "Read your note, and it was very well written. That's it. I also enjoyed the Garfield stationery. That's a funny cat." Garfield is a cartoon. Garfield is a cartoon character who is a glutton and loves lasagna. He started out as a newspaper comic strip written by Jim Davis, and then went on to books, Saturday morning cartoon show, and specials, and a feature length film.
I used to read Sunday morning comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like your dad would be reading the paper, and then you'd be like, "Oh, the comics," and he'd hand it to you.
The comic strip has reached 263 million readers around the world. The merchandise is worth $1 billion a year. Oh. And Jim Davis is worth $800 million from Garfield.
Gosh.
I know.
Wow.
Garfield was named after Jim Davis's grandpa, James A. Garfield Davis, who was named after the 20th president of the United States. And there's a National Garfield Day, Garfield the Cat Day, on June 19th.
Hmm.
Paris is asking Rory how she did on her speech. Paris says, "Just make sure you mention Shotzi pulling a Sharon Stone Basic Instinct bit was a cheap attempt to distract the whole student body from the mandatory recycling program." Rory says, "Go away, Randolph." So Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone star in Basic Instinct, a film released in 1992. The film is about a violent police detective who investigates a brutal murder that might involve manipulative and seductive novelists. This scene they're referring to is a scene Sharon's character distracts the others during an interrogation, which is what Paris was talking about during her speech. Michael Douglas had a full facelift before filming began for this movie. And the other reference was referring to William Randolph Hearst, which we talked about, the newspaper tycoon. He used his power to put forth certain stories that he thought would increase his paper sales. Paris is trying to skew the story that Rory's putting out.
I auditioned for Basic Instinct.
You did?
Yes.
Tell us.
Ask me which role.
Sharon Stone. Which role?
The dead guy in the beginning.
Stop
really?
It.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I didn't get it.
Were you just not dead enough? Like, why didn't you get it?
You twitch? You botch the audition? Oh,
I was too young.
Scott blinked in his auditions.
They didn't, 35 years ago, however long it was, they didn't believe at that time that I looked like a retired rock and roll star.
I'll take that as a compliment for you.
Yeah, I kind of did too.
You're like, okay.
All right, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I could have been the dead guy in the beginning of Basic. The dead nude guy. The dead naked guy. I didn't get the job.
You know what, Scott? Being dead wasn't your basic instinct.
It wasn't. Ba-boom.
Riley, you are too.
Wow. Two. Look at you. Oh, man.
I had to pull it out for the finale. You just got to pull out all the stops.
Good God, man. Oh, God.
Next, Paris wants Rory to be her new VP. Paris says, "So I've been racking my brains for weeks trying to figure out who exactly should be my vice president candidate. You know, who would be in my yin to my yang?" Amy's line talked about this in the recap. "Joel to my Ethan, Damon to my Affleck." And then suddenly hits me, the perfect person, you. Joel and Ethan Coen are brothers who write, direct, and produce films. They have been nominated for 13 Oscars. And their most notable films include Fargo, The Big Lebowski, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, No Country for Old Men, and True Grit. Frances McDormand is married to Joel Coen and often appears in their films. The brother has edited every single film they have made under the pseudonym Roderick Janes. And next, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck co-wrote and won an Oscar for Best Writing Screenplay written directly for the screen for Good Will Hunting. They also are very good friends who appeared together in the same films early in their career. The very first day of shooting, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck started crying out of happiness because it was the scene between Williams and Stellan, where doing Damon and Affleck's scene verbatim, they had waited so long, 5 years for that to happen. Matt and Ben lived two blocks away from each other in Cambridge, Massachusetts, when they were children, which is cool. They grew up in the business.
Yes. I know a lot about them.
Do tell.
Do you like Affleck or Damon better?
Oh, that depends on the day. Literally changes by the day. For a long time there, it was Damon. Then it was Affleck. Then I went back to Damon. Now, it's Colin Jost. I'm not into Affleck or Damon right now. I love Colin Jost. You don't know who Colin Jost is? No. SNL. He's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I don't watch that anymore. I watched that in the 70s when it was.
So you would have got it if I was like, now it's Chevy Chase.
I'm gonna go Matt Damon on that poll, Riley.
What was that Mars movie? That's like such a good movie.
I once saw Matt Damon a long, long time ago at a party. Remove a bottle cap from a beer bottle with his teeth.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I cannot stand when people do that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's nails on a chalkboard. I'm like, what are you doing with your teeth right now? Don't do that.
Danielle's face, she's so mad about it.
Yeah,
so
I don't
mad.
Like that. Her it really bothers like, me. Oh,
so mad.
Ugh.
I was quite impressed when he did that.
But then, like, do you get the bottle that somebody else's mouth has been on?
Yeah, that doesn't work. Well,
he wasn't opening
anymore.
It for me. He didn't open it for me. He was doing it for himself.
Oh, okay. That, yeah.
His other That's hand okay, was then. Busy. He couldn't, you know, he was busy with the other hand.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. He did what he had to do. That guy got a PhD in getting blank done. Darn it.
Once I was, you know, new to drinking 21, and I asked somebody to open my bottle for me because I was trying to, like, get it done. And they're like, honey, it's a twist cap.
Oh.
Well, thank you for the information.
This is my first time. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Anyways, moving on to the trifecta. Lorelai and Rory are talking about Christopher and Sherry. Rory says, get back to the gossip, please. Lorelai says, oh, yeah. Okay, so guess who's in the process of breaking up? Rory says, Brad and Jen? ? Which we mentioned a little bit in the recap. Brad and Jen were married in 2000 and divorced in 2005. But when this episode aired in 2002, they were still married. Brad and Jen met on a blind date and set up by their agents in 1998. Brad started working on Mr. and Mrs. Smith and met Angelina Jolie in 2004. Brad did not show up.
Hello.
Brad did not show up to the final taping of Friends in 2004. He became a little bit distant when he met Angelina, but now Brad and Angelina are divorced. It's just a whole mess.
You know, as I was traveling to and from Atlanta for this, so I'm in airports, right? I'm in whatever. And, you know, I don't see magazines anymore, but they're in airports still. Uh-huh. They sell a lot of magazines. And Jennifer Aniston is on the cover of half of them. Mm-hmm. You go in and, you know, you know, I bought a book. I bought Ray Dalio's new book. But if you want to buy a magazine, you've got to buy a magazine with Jennifer Aniston's puss right on the cover.
There's such a funny clip of her on Oprah. And basically, I won't do it justice. Everyone can watch it on YouTube. But she's doing an interview with Oprah, and Oprah said something about, like, all this attention. And this was back when she was just recently divorced from Brad Pitt. And she's like, yeah, that's what I need. More press. Like, and it was just like so funny. So
but
true.
It's like
she can't do anything.
The cover story was Jen changes her hair color. What do you think? Us Weekly. And I'm like, what is going on? She's everywhere. It's still.
Brutal. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
They can't get enough of her.
Nope.
I mean, God darn. Good for her, though. I mean, to have that kind of celebrity. I mean,
would you guys be happy if Brad and Jen got back together?
Yes.
I think I could.
Yes.
It wouldn't affect me one way or another. I wouldn't feel any particular way.
I feel good about it. Like, if I can't be with Brad, she should be.
That is 2000s royalty.
And,
it,
you know, I'd actually be jealous because I want Brad.
Everybody does.
I wouldn't want to lose him.
That's how I feel. I'm like, oh, No, yeah, I'd be good with it.
As long as he's happy, I think we should all be happy.
All is right in the world.
I think when it comes to Mr. Pitt, we should all be selfless.
It's true.
Because he's contributing a lot to the
culture. Has anyone seen that Sandra Bullock movie with Brad Pitt in it? I need to see that. It just came out.
Oh,
it just literally came out.
Velocity.
Yes. It looks
so good.
Oh,
the one with
good.
The leeches on the back.
Yes.
Of the
Channing Tatum's in that too.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel Radcliffe. It's just got something for everybody.
I'll take Channing Tatum instead. You guys.
Oh, you would? Pitt. Over oh, Pitt? Yeah. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Zero.
Nope. I'd go for Brad and I'd go for Sandy.
Oh, Sandra Bullock too.
Because she's amazing in every way.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just an amazing producer, amazing actress. Yeah.
We agree.
Very funny.
She's Miss Congeniality.
Oh my gosh.
For me, she'll always be on that bus with Keanu. Forever.
The thing she regrets?
No, she loves that. She didn't like Speed 2.
Oh, the second
Speed
one.
One. She loves
right.
Speed 1. Keanu right. didn't do Speed 2. She did, and she's like, why did I do it?
Who did Speed 2?
Jason Patrick. Is that his name? Jason Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, God. Right.
Yeah,
right,
he regrets
right.
Keanu.
So what's wrong with Jason Patrick?
Nothing. It wasn't him. It was the plot. The mm-hmm. plot was it was a boat, and it was like they were on a boat, and the boat was like slowly moving toward an island. Like it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't good.
Was it probably a good payday for everybody, right? I mean, come on.
For sure, but Speed is a classic. I love it so much. Riley, on that note.
On that note, we'll speed right into the final reference to round out this pop.
Speed right in.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is she breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Luke and Jess are talking. You know what? You're the one who's asking for something you don't get to be James Dean this time, okay? Now one more time. You want to come back? Jess says yes. Luke says why? I just want to come back. Luke, you know what people told me when I said you were coming here to live with me? They told me I was crazy. They told me I was insane. They told me to start writing letters to Jodie Foster, but I ignored them.
Yeah, that was kind of like a wild reference. I was like,
that's good.
So
that's
two
good.
In here, James Dean, edgy. Which we've talked about before, yeah. 50s movie star. He was in Rebel Without a Cause. James Dean, actually, one fun fact, James Dean had his two front teeth knocked out by swinging on a trapeze when his aunt and uncle's barn when they were young. But the other reference we haven't talked about yet, Luke is referring to John Hinckley, the gunman responsible the attempted to assassination of President Ronald Reagan in 1981. He was famously obsessed with the actress Jodie Foster. And he wrote many letters to her, including one just before the assassination attempt, explaining that he was going to shoot the president in her honor. So they're kind of making reference that Luke was crazy for bringing Jess back in.
It's nice. Nice of them. Nice.
Very nice. He was found not guilty on the level of insanity and remained in psychiatric care for 3 decades until 2016. In June 2022, he is scheduled for release under conditional agreements.
Oh, good. He's going to get out. Good.
He can come out and listen to this podcast.
He could probably listen to it now, don't you think?
Let's not talk about him so much. We don't want to. We don't want to. All right, everybody, on that note.
Season 3 is coming soon.
Season 3. Well, it's been
more of this.
It's Should been, we all put it's our hands been, in the middle?
Hey, let's go.
And go.
What a wonderful ride it's been. 2 seasons already. And we're only 11 months into this podcast.
I know our 1 year is coming up. We got the date earlier, April
23rd. So 22, something like that. Yeah.
Something like
that. Yeah. That'll be the 1 year anniversary. Maybe we'll be podcasting. Probably.
We'll send you some kind of, we'll send you a gold sticker.
Oh my God. Anyway, guys, Riley, thank you so much.
Thank
you. It's always fun and educational and interesting and very cultural, very poppy cultural. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Danielle. That's going to wrap up.
I just let
this.
Out a tiny little yawn.
No, I did too. I did too.
Oh my gosh.
A big one. Guy. And I wasn't even, I didn't even try to cover it, I think. I just like, podcasting is hard work.
Oh, a lot people of people are rolling their eyes right now.
It's hard work. You know, the research that goes in, the time.
There's a lot of time
to get the room right. You know, that poster behind me, that was
I have been
effort.
Moving these ring lights around for 83 me? Episodes trying to get it.
I need to get a ring light.
At least you're,
why don't you get a ring light?
At least you have internet now, Danielle. I know. To recap this week, you're like on your phone half the time. Like, can you please stop talking? You sound terrible.
Oh, man. Sorry, I blew it for the first 10 minutes of that episode.
We rule. Yeah. I can't. People actually like this show, and it shocks me. Not the Gilmore Girls, our podcast.
What a compliment. It shocks you that people like this show?
Sometimes when they write those nice comments, and I'm like,
I like those nice people.
Yeah. They have no idea.
Very nice.
A bunch of fools trying to figure it out as we go.
Well, you know, hey, that's why they're participating. Because, you know, anyway.
Riley.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Riley. Another wonderful episode. Wrapping season two.
Yes. Yeah, send us any questions you have about season one or season two, because we're going to do a special like Q&A episode soon, you know, right as we start season three.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Best fans on the planet. Thanks for downloading. We will see you next time with episode one, season three. Stay safe, everyone. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.